Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1 with me, David Shombe, and my dear colleague,
Zafia Basson.
Yeah, Zafia Basson. So it's an honor to have you. And yeah, and later on, we're going to be joined by Eleni in a very short period of time. And yeah, for those of you who are coming for the first time on the radio, for those of you who are listening to us for the first time, Business and Economic Segment is a platform where we talk about, business matters. It's a platform where we discuss business opportunities. We look at things of bread and butter. We look at things which are affecting our economy. We analyze domestic policies. We look at, international policies, particularly in the situation where those international policies are affecting our bread and butter issue. And we also look at how we can upgrade our business, particularly domestic business, the SME sector. We look at, views from economists, academics, analysts, young people, farmers, and all those individuals who are concerned with, economic activities in Namibia. And like we're always saying, after every deep conversation that we bring about, we always open our line so that, we make sure that our listeners can engage us in the studio. You can give your contribution, you can give your questions, you can also come up with your constructive criticism, as long as that constructive criticism is taking us to where we want, which is Namibia economic development. And like we are always saying, before we go deep into the topic for today, before we go to the topic of today, we are always saying, for you to be up to date, for you to be where other big boys are, for you to make good economic decision and also well thought decision in life, particularly those which are regarding to business and choices, make sure that you always follow us at our social media platform, that is Eagle FM Namibia. You follow us on Facebook, you follow us on Twitter, you follow us on Instagram and also LinkedIn. And also make sure that you read our e-paper, that is the Villager newspaper. It's coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. That is an e-paper that you can download and read on your own. And what is very interesting is also that, when you find yourself not having, this concrete radio or this, make sure that you download our Eagle FM app. That is Eagle FM app that you can listen to ongoing programs.
Statistics show that more than 12,000 road accidents were recorded in Namibia last year. Therefore, I believe zero is the only acceptable number of accidents on our roads this Easter. It is not impossible. Be responsible, do the right thing, and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Are you an SME trying to get your product or service out there to increase your market share? Do you have a product or render a service that you would like the Namibian population and beyond to know? Or are you a corporate entity seeking to increase brand awareness, promote a campaign, or increase your market share? Then we have a platform for you. Namibia's first and only 24-hour...
Yes, we are continuing with the business and economic segment. Like what I was saying, just make sure that you follow us on our social media platform. Make sure that you download our e-paper and also our app. And also download our IMBA app. That is, of course, your digital hymn book. We don't need to carry this, fiscal hymn book anymore. People are moving very fast. People are moving forward. It's a world of digitization, and every person need to be advanced. So before we go deep into the conversation, Eleni,
yes.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
No, I'm always fine. Yes.
Actually, I'm sleepy, guys. I'm a sleepy girl.
Sleeping beauty.
I'm a dear. Mm-hmm. I need a sleeping marathon.
Yes. Maybe just before we go to the topic for today, mm-hmm. Let us look at some of our marketing platform.
Okay, so some of our marketing platforms is that we bring to you adverts on air. So if you are a business out there that needs to reach a bigger number or a bigger audience of people, you could always call our marketing team, which is on 083-288-400, and you will be directed to the marketing team, who will then give you quotations, help you with information on how to best sell your product to the people. Alternatively, we have live streaming services. We have live broadcasting services, which means we can come to wherever you are. And we can live stream your event both on our social media platforms and also live broadcast it on the radio. And people can follow along as the event is happening so that the information is passed on to them. And there's also a platform for engagement. We could also give you access to the comments so that as your event is happening, you're also able to interact with most of your clients or potentially your clients. Alternatively, you can follow us on all our social media platforms. Our handle is EagleFM Namibia, and that is on X, Facebook, Instagram, our WhatsApp channel, and LinkedIn. So that is where you can find all our upcoming shows, all our adverts, all our billers for the e-villager paper, which is released every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right?
Yeah,
yes. And to get into our billing list, you can send us a message with your name on 081-200-4144. 081-200-4144, and you will be added to our billing list. Why do I feel like I forgot something?
No. I already spoke about our Imba app and also our...
For those that go to church, the rest of you guys, we understand. We don't judge.
Okay, yeah, Zafaya, are you there?
I'm here and I'm excited.
Oh, okay, no problem. Okay, let's go to a commercial break, then we can come right into it with our, you know, topic for today, and make sure that you join in.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto amina apidi kwa mavchaziva. Muvere kusema app atolokasin chav kamso zakale liferide. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zali vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep. Mwikutwe kulibusie mba santo ye mwietuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe marizo hola mina. Hamuvone imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilingi. Kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali zira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasfera sesfa ep ya imba ize tatama Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, Nizengwi zengata. Muluri zeze kachenu haiva mtavera kulisfera sa kirekea mina si eke zwefa mkoloko walifera za imba va 081-235-8063. Kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalite.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu. Mukona kuifumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Are you an SME trying to get your product or service out there to increase your market share? Do you have a product or render a service that you would like the Namibian population and beyond to know? Or are you a corporate entity seeking to increase brand awareness?
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe, Hileni Inane, and yeah, Zafia Basson. So the conversation for today, we are going to look at access to economic information. We are going to look at how can we improve, you know, access to economic information. And we are also asking those critical questions to say, you know, Namibia have been a free country in terms of we gained our independence 35 years ago, and we have been seeing a lot of changes in government. We have seen a lot of changes in terms of leadership, and every new leadership is coming with a promise to say we are going to change, and there are good systems in place. But the question that we are asking ourselves is that, do we have young people who have access to right economic information, and how are the information disseminated? what are we doing on Facebook? Are we only on Facebook to get negative news, or are we following what's happening? Because there are those very difficult, a bit technical, information to grasp, but those are the only information that you use or you are going to use to go forward. Because when you hear people talking about repo rates, those conversations we are running away from them. When we hear people talking about, Bank of Namibia coming up with new policies on artificial intelligence or whatsoever, when people are talking about procurement, but that is where we were supposed to go through. And that is where we are driving the conversation for today. And we also asking difficult questions to say, how can we make relevant information, attractive, so that instead of me being at the sport bar watching soccer and also talking about who has the fastest car in town, we bring about those important conversations to say, this is where the country is going, this is what we are trading with, this is the statistics and all those information. So Zafia, let me put you on the spot. what is your understanding of maybe economic information, or how can we assist? First, what's your understanding of economic information, and maybe how can we make economic information, favorable to anybody?
First of all, I want to say that economic information is not just for economists or government officials.
Yeah.
It's for everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, even the street vendor in Karatura,
yeah,
Commerzdal, wherever you are from, small business, whether it's medium business, SME.
Yeah,
we all need the basic understanding of economic terms that can help us make better decisions about our money.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah.
Your savings and your business.
Indeed.
To take it to the next level. And I think that is the one thing that we all need to be taught in school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think every conversation that I had with people was, why are we not taught in school financial? Yes, we taught economics and so on.
Yeah.
But it's at a very, when you get to our level, you understand that it's at a level that person at that stage cannot comprehend it quite.
Yeah, it's true. Particularly the thing of financial literacy. I've been blaming my entrepreneurship teacher, because me, I did not have business. That time we had entrepreneurship. And to say, you have been teaching me entrepreneurship, but I'm still failing to manage my finance. I'm still failing to come up with a better business proposal that can assist me. What were you teaching me?
Mm-hmm.
Why, for the past 12 years, which I've been in school, I was never really taught how to manage money. But that is something that I was going to work with. I was never really taught how to invest. Just a little bit to say, no, save money so you get something. But I was never really taught to say, no, this is where investment is coming from. This is where the right information is coming from. Mm. And I think that is something that we are also failing to get when we grow up, because it's something that was not, brought to us.
Definitely.
Yeah.
There are specific households in society that as a child, it mostly happens with the white people, they start to teach their children about financial literacy at a very young age, especially in Western countries. So what I'm failing to understand as a Namibian is, we claim we came up with our school curriculum from other people, right?
Yeah.
But those other people are doing exceptionally well.
Mm.
So which part of their curriculum did we decide to take, and which parts did we decide to leave out? Because like you said, you feel like your entrepreneurship teacher failed you. But it doesn't just start at your entrepreneurship teacher.
Yeah.
It starts from home, your parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Your parents also failed you in a way, because they are not preparing you for the world out there. You know, up until grade 12, some people were still being bought cosmetics by their parents. Up until university, you don't get money from your parents that you can learn how to manage on your own.
Yeah.
They take you in the shop and they tell you, David, what do you need for school?
Yeah.
And they put all those things for
you. Must write a list.
Yes. it's those lists that and they do everything for you. So as you're growing up, you are not growing up with the responsibility of financial discipline.
Yeah.
You are not growing up with the responsibility of, if I'm given $500, how can I utilize it so that it takes me to month end?
Mm.
All those things start from our households, the school curriculum we are following, up until we are adults. Because even as adults, when the money starts coming coming to you after versatine.
Yeah.
At school, they don't teach you about financial literacy. They don't teach you about economic intelligence.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
how
yeah.
can you contribute to the economy? How yeah. can you make sure your money is continuously reinvested so it works for you?
Yeah.
They say your money needs to work for you.
Yeah.
But we are not taught about all those things. Our money...
How to employ our money.
Yes. Our money
yeah.
is to... buy us luxury cars,
yeah.
rent yourself a flat somewhere in Kleiner Coupe so that I can say, ah, no, guys, you are still in Havana. I'm now that side.
And groove.
And groove. That is literally what our money goes to as Namibians. That is mostly where people are investing their money into. And it's also a matter of understanding. Most of the stems,
yeah.
you are only coming to learn about in old age, guys, the corpus clear heart.
Yeah.
Sorry, the head is already so hard
yeah.
that now you are finding new terms. You are like, what is going on? Repo rate. And you know, we make jokes such as,
yeah.
Have a conversation with your partner and ask them what repo rate is and see what type of nonsense. You know, people make such jokes. People make such yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People make such jokes, but it's because
what type of thing you are doing? With?
What type of
don't understand
yes yeah. because people don't understand
yeah.
you don't you know and Namibians
yeah.
have a way of downplaying everything
yeah.
that does not directly affect them
yeah
and I'm telling you this because I've had conversations and I've had people and I've seen how people react to situations. Particular people don't care whether the repo rate go up
Or down. Yeah.
They don't care about the inflation rate.
Yeah.
They don't care about these current tariffs that we are speaking about now.
Yeah.
They don't care about the situation between South Africa and the US.
Yeah.
Because they in at the back of their minds, it does not affect
them.
Because for as long as they are able to buy bread, they are able to pay their bills. They are able to go to work and still maintain whatever lifestyle they have going on.
Yeah.
They feel like, I am content where I am. Mm. These matters, they don't concern me. Those that are fighting these problems should just continue to fight them. But because of that understanding, you don't know how all these components come back to affect you. You are moving on with your life until one day when the economy crumbles and all of us are down. And that is when you actually start to ask yourself questions such as, but how do we get here?
I should have known.
Yeah.
And I think it's just information. It's just an information and also I think a matter of prioritizing what is very important. Or maybe somebody should have or should make people understand that this is what is very important. Because if I have to tell you how many Namibians have smartphones, how many Namibians have access to internet and what information are they getting? Because imagine somebody who you are looking for a business interest or you want to a certain kind of job, but you have internet, you have a better phone, but information that you are getting are not aligning. I'm saying this because today there was a conversation with Mr. Swat, who's a former Central Procurement Board chairperson, and he mentioned something very interesting to say. When the budget is being released to the public, there's this aspect of public procurement. Not only public procurement procuring within the Central Procurement Board, but every ministry has money allocated already within that for procurement. However, in that ministry, there's a portion, it's part of the law, portion to say, within the tenders that you are giving, there's small tenders which include women, include youth, and previously disadvantaged people. Then you are asking yourself, where are the Namibian business people? Why are they not getting this information? And why this information is kept from us, or is us not having access to this information? And on the other side, you can find a very bright young person who started a business, or maybe in the same line, but this person is still blind. I do not have that information that I have a right to say, no, let me go to City of Windhoek. Out of tenders which City of Windhoek is giving, there's a portion for women, youth, and previously disadvantaged. And that's why I think this conversation is very important to say, which information do we need to make decision? Sometimes, you can have best government, best system, but without information, my dear, we are still going to be where we are today.
Yes, and to add to that, I think it comes back to information sharing.
Yeah.
Most of the things that you mentioned,
yeah.
I recently found out, like literally this year.
Yeah.
This year, I found out about the procurement in ministries.
Yeah.
I found out about the different people that is allocated to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, which rock have I been living under that I was not aware of those things?
Yeah.
But then it also goes to be a question of, is it that maybe,
yeah,
this is my person, this is my own views, the views, yeah, of Hileni Inanim.
Yeah.
Maybe just maybe there's someone out there, mm, that is gatekeeping opportunities so that it can just benefit them and their immediate squad.
Yeah.
Because when the competition becomes higher, mm, it means the chances of you not being chosen, especially in with information such as it's minority groups, it's, mm, women, it's you know, ministries, and the people with first-hand information are the people in ministries also. And if you are, I kid you not, if you are to stand up today,
mm,
and you go and you carry out investigations, yeah, like in-depth investigations,
yeah,
not the one, not the one the other, the uncle by ACC is doing. If you go and carry out in-depth investigations,
yeah,
you would then come to the realization that somehow, some way, the businesses that are allocated those small tenders, because it's really small tenders. It's, yeah, things like catering when they have, yeah, events, supplying, yeah, of stationeries. It's the minimal things that small businesses could benefit from.
Yeah.
But you'd also come to find out that the people that are benefiting from those tenders are either associates of the employees from those government ministries,
yeah,
or it's big businesses.
Yeah.
But you cannot also say they should not be getting it because they are the ones that applied for the tenders.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you and I don't have the information.
And they, you know, while we are there, let's look at the, you spoke about information sharing. The question is that, are Namibians willing to have access? Are we willing to get those information? Because if you tell, I don't want to say a young man like me. I'm not young anymore. If you tell somebody who is, you know, you are a matured person to say,
mm-hmm,
and you bring real conversation about economic matters, how many of these people are going to turn away? How many of them understand what is invest? Just a simple thing. What is investment? Simple thing. How do people do tendering? And where do we get information when I'm starting a business? Or do I just start a business without any information? Because some people, I get money, got maybe, for example, you get inheritance money,
mm,
and you say, no, you can't just spend all the money, start a business.
Mm.
The first thing, you did not do research, you don't know how many, what is your competition is, you never even attend any business conferences, but in Namibia, particularly us who are in the media, you see that every day there is a conference. How many people are showing up there? Some of the conference, some of the seminars are for public, but how many people are showing up there? But come Kasi Vibe, which is also not a bad thing. How many, how many young people are showing up there? If we could have showed up in those public lecture, in those training, it could be different.
Yeah. Perhaps it's also making this information,
mm,
what is the word that I'm looking for? Attractive.
Yeah.
To people to consume.
Mm.
Sometimes it's things such as, you know how kids watch cartoons,
yeah,
and they understand it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's also high time as a nation, as policymakers, we find ways to make information attractive to the consumers,
mm,
because you need to release your information in a way that people are
It's
guaranteed, yeah, that people will consume it, because now you are releasing your information, eh?
Mm.
In suits, in what every day is just newspapers. I kid you not, there are people out here who do not read newspapers. Like,
yeah,
5 months will go by and they will not touch a newspaper.
Yeah.
There are people on here who 5 months can go by, mm, unless if they are traveling in a cab, because taxi drivers obviously like to put on the radio.
Yeah.
They will never take the initiative to say, let me listen to the radio. And those people are TikTok consumers. They are looking at Instagram, baddies and stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
They are looking at, you know, they are looking at everything else.
Sport.
Sports. But what you are currently doing. So maybe it's a matter of how best can you put out this information, mm, in a way that attracts your consumers. You need to do research. You need to find out that what is this age group of people interested in? How can I get this information to them in a way that, first of all, they understand it,
mm,
and
they are able to digest it. Because it's pointless for you to go to someone, to go to a school and say, guys, I'm here to teach you about repo rate. And you are just the repo rate. Repo rate will cause inflation rate when it's up, when it's down, the bills will what? It affects and the petrol prices, what, and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, you are giving out the information.
Yeah.
But what are the chances that these people that you are giving it to, let's say it's grade 1 to 7, are able to digest it?
Yeah.
Their minds are not at the capacity where they can understand it in those terms. Or maybe you could teach it, but in a fun way. Like, you know, the What are those called? I know... especially environmentalists do it when they do their awareness campaigns.
They teach in place. Yeah, yeah.
They teach in place. They teach in, you know, in a way that the child gets it, that it's wrong to litter, it's wrong to do A, B, C, and D. But still, the information got there. But that's not the same information you are going to bring to me. That's not the same method you are going to bring that information to me. Because I'll be like, hi. Yeah. I do not have time for this one, guys. I'm out of here. So it's a way of saying, yes, we need to pass out information, but how best can we pass it out so that it reaches the person in Havana, the person in Klein Vandoek, the person deep in the village where there is no network, where there is no internet connection, where they do not have access to the... To technology and all those things, because there are people that there are bright people there that also want to participate in economic matters, but do they have access to the information? Are you making pamphlets maybe to also send to those villages deep there, or what is your way in, or what is your method of making sure that?
But you know, while we are there, because let me ask you, Zafaya, what is your contribution on making like economic information or business information attractive to people? What can you do? Do I need to send the most beautiful lady so that they can attract people to get attention? Do I need to send the eloquent speaker, or do I need to send somebody who is known by the community? How should I make those economic information attractive to people, particularly those young people, women, and also those who are interested in business?
I think, first of all, David, one should first do research. Okay. Do research on who do you want to target?
Indeed.
It the youth?
Yeah.
And then try to find out on the apps that they consume on a daily basis, like Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah.
What is it that actually attracts them? And start to use that kind of information. Analyze that and try to see how can I engage. Because remember, and try to do it in short videos. Yes, she spoke about plays that interest a child.
Yeah.
But I know that today the youth they love TikTok. That's what makes TikTok so famous, because it's short and it's like an instant gratification. They want to see it now, and they kept, you know, there's a lot of people that don't watch movies anymore because it's too, the attention span also of our youth today is not that long. So try to make something attractive, but not too long, and try to break it up.
But when you are reading a tender document, it's not just 2 pages. How can I bring that to
No, no, that's something different. Now that's when I understand it already.
Yeah.
Now I understand that.
Interested in reading the document.
Do you understand what gets me to that? Because you know, there's a lot of people that don't know, young people that probably has a SME, you know, small business. They don't know how to procure.
So you're saying they just need a catch.
They just need a catch. Get the guy first in, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, only now our youth are starting to even participate in, you know, listening to parliament.
Yeah.
You know, because there's youth. Probably it's there to see someone that they know.
Then they end up attracted.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But that's the thing of, I totally agree with Eleni.
Yeah.
Make it attractive and make it in a form of communicating to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the point of saying do research and look at what your target like. Then you catch them.
Because, you know, David, what will work for example, just a hypothetical example, what will work for tender procurement will not necessarily work for Bank of Namibia, how they communicate the information.
Indeed.
And I sometimes... there's a lot of information communicated, like statistics and stuff.
Yeah.
But like Heleni said, can the person comprehend the repo rate? Because a lot of people don't understand the repo rate.
No, I think when you talk about statistics, that's something that need to be underlined, because
and a lot of people don't understand numbers.
Yeah, there was
by numbers.
No, they may understand, but they are just scared when you start talking about.
You know your money.
Yeah.
Unless it's money, otherwise, many of the people don't understand actual numbers. You know how much you have. You know if you subtract what is what. You know they cannot rob you on that aspect, but otherwise, you don't understand numbers.
Yeah, I think it's just maybe a matter of complication. And everyone have been running away from numbers, because there was one guy who made the joke. He's a public speaker to say, "Do you know why people are not taking climate change very seriously? It's because, you know, scientists, those guys who understand that this thing is problematic, this is how it goes, they cannot stand up and give presentation, because a scientific presentation is a bit, very difficult to follow. Yeah, very numeric. You talk about the elements that you don't even know." Yeah, that's why maybe that is where the areas of simplification of information come in. You talk about hooking or having a catch, and also having different ways on communicating to people. But yeah, guys, I think it's now the time maybe we can open our line so we can engage us on the studio. Dear listeners, you can catch us 0833-288-401, 0833-288-401.
So while the callers are deciding to call in or not, so you know, some of the things that we need to understand as a nation, it's simple things. Yesterday, as we were watching the parliament session, you know, the Minister of Transport, Veiko Nyakundi, mentioned something about permits.
Yeah.
And currently, you know, there are people who have permit dictatorship. No, really, there's permit dictatorship in this country, where certain individuals have so many permits that they are renting out to everyone, and certain individuals cannot acquire a permit at all. Blue something that enables you to transport passengers.
Paper.
That blue paper that enables you to transport passengers. And it's laws like this. How many people were listening? How many people are actually busy sitting now, right now, trying to digest
What was said?
What was said? Trying to digest that he said they have until September before they can start applying for new ones. How many people are actually standing up to say, let me go look at what the requirements are for this new permits that are coming, which are valid for 2 years? Which are only valid.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low, because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Okay, so like I was saying,
yeah.
Sometimes it's just a matter of understanding something
yeah.
before you are able to consume it. Understanding something before you are able to get into it. And again, if by any chance, again, the same people that have 10 permits are the only ones that are consuming the information that was just said now or that was just passed out by the transport minister, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same complaint. Our nation is going to come back and complain, but it's only, but it's only, but it's only.
No, you're very good at complaining.
But have you understood the information, and has the information reached you? The information need to reach you so that you understand. And it's just not... You know, I'll divert a bit from the economic aspect of it.
Yeah.
It's not just about economics. It's about so many things that as humans we need to understand. You know, when you are younger, they give you injections.
Mm.
But no one ever really explains to you how that injection will benefit you 10 years from now. Or let me not even go to the 15-year-old injections. Mm. Let's just take the COVID injections, for instance.
Yeah.
There were a lot of questions around the COVID injections. What are the consequences? What health, what are the side effects? What is what?
Yeah.
How am I guaranteed that after... that you're going to survive after taking the vaccination. All those things. And a lot of people at the time were panicked.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bad time. Everyone was afraid of dying. Everyone was afraid of everything. But the way the information was being transmitted... It was like crossfires, anti-vaccine and those that are pro.
and you know, I don't want to say gossip. Wrong information, they move very fast.
Yes.
Especially those counter information. Mm-hmm. Those ones, they move very fast. Zafia, you want to say something?
No, I agree with you. The misinformation.
Yeah, misinformation.
You know, it's the first thing that's being spread, especially yeah. on social media. And what people don't do.
Yeah.
is verify it.
Yeah,
and they keep on spreading it even further.
Yeah, and they also start engaging in conversation like they were there. Like
exactly.
They are very sure about it.
You know, you are adding your own lie to the lie.
No, yeah. It's true.
You are adding your own lie to the spices, to the lie, so that it can sound even better.
I think it's just a matter of... Even professionals. There was a time I got into a conversation with one lady working in the health sector, and I think she was around those misinformation spreader. Then she started giving. I don't even want to bring that conversation in on air.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was so shocked to say, if you have a professional like this who does not speak based on their statistics, just speaking based on the street. Then you must be scared.
Mm-hmm.
You must be scared, because if you have a healthy professional who is reasoning like this and spreading this misinformation, it was about COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Say, no, somebody has an intention of killing people and do what? Then I ask this question to say, you have institutions which are testing the quality of, all those vaccines. There are also those with side effect, we understand. But do you really think a government can just decide to say, no, I'm going to depopulate this kind of people? And what power do you have? And I was so disappointed to realize, to say, even some professionals themselves, they don't do quality check. They don't do quality check. And we make our decision based on information that are not even true. Because if somebody say there's an allocation of 106 billion budget in Namibia, and and 200 million is allocated at renovation of sports stadium, you, as somebody who is in that business, go and double check. Go mm-hmm. and double check, and go and also ask, how can I assist in this area? I'm into the renovation. I'm into construction. How can I assist in this area? And that you have your economic insight. Other than that, it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be a very long journey for us to get what we want to get, because we have institutions, we have the money, but we are blind.
Yes. David, at the beginning you mentioned conferences.
Yeah, yeah.
And the information being passed on from conferences.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one thing I also question is that, so when it comes to conferences,
yeah,
is it a matter of people not wanting to attend, or is it a matter of affordability and accessibility? Because if you look at most of the business conferences that you would want to attend,
yeah,
here, you know, media is, yeah, lucky because you get your free tickets, you are there to cover.
Yeah.
You can get access to the information easily.
Yeah.
But there are those individuals who are not able to afford,
yeah,
going to conferences, going to business seminars, because of how much people are also charging,
yeah,
for
indeed,
these
indeed,
seminars.
Indeed.
Now, you are telling me there's a mining seminar,
yeah,
and someone who is just having an idea and would like to learn more, that stays deep in the Kramadulas of Okuriangava 97 or,
yeah,
whichever,
yeah,
side,
yeah, yeah,
would love to attend.
Yeah.
They are keen to learn.
Mm.
But now you look at the entrance and you're like, guys, these are my groceries for the next 5 months.
Yeah, I can't do that.
you look at this, at the ticket of the seminar and you're like, these are my groceries for the next 5 months. As a logical person who has children in your house, who is raising a family, who has bills to pay, what are you going to choose?
No, I think that is a good question. But we need to look at it from this perspective. There are public information. There are public information, and there are also those, there are business conferences, I understand, those people they charge, but there are public information. There are time, every year,
mm-hmm,
there is a constituency address by the councillor. This is my plan. This is what we are going to do. This is what I have done. Every year, there is a regional address by the governor.
Yeah.
Every year, within city of Ventuco, those town, they have, it's within what they do.
Yes, they have addresses. The same way the president has a state of nation
indeed,
address.
Indeed, indeed, public engagement. They also have public engagement to say, but you know how many people are there? Or what kind of people are there? Just adult, old age people, and few youth. But
the people that are there are those that are keen to know.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's also a matter of how you put it out there. What are you going to table? Maybe you decide, as a governor, you decide you are going to table land. Or, you know, part of your priorities is land, is farming, is what. How many youth has access to land?
Yeah.
Already you are struggling.
But I think it's just we need the hook.
That's what I'm saying.
We need to put
it's the output of, if you are saying I'm going to have an address,
mm,
like especially for the governmental things that happen,
yeah,
they always target what to speak about.
Yeah.
And already from the get-go, you get to make a decision that if they are going to talk about goats, do goats align with me, or do I want to hear about pigs?
Yeah, but that is also the time where you have to give your input.
And that is the problem, because when you are not hooked, you decide not to go. Unless it's about pigs, I'm like, I'm not going to waste my time yeah, going to a goats conference when I want to go to a pigs conference. And sadly,
yeah,
it's not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to be eager to go. Say, what if you go there and you suggest that, Honorable Governor, next time can we talk about pigs, or how can we that are interested in pigs be integrated into this meeting, if we had that capacity, that intelligence as the Namibian youth, especially as the youth, to say we want to go there and learn more, we want to go there and ask questions,
yeah,
then we can have a conversation. Otherwise, you look at what they are offering. Even this shows that we go to the Kasi Vibes that you are mentioning,
yeah,
we look at the artist lineup.
Yeah, no, maybe why you are there, because there's always this thing to say, You attract it with what it likes. And it's a nature of life to say, make me interested.
Yes.
Maybe when you have a state of regional address, put a poster there to say, we are also into the performance. Because you have to attract people, mm-hmm, to say, young people are going to be there, also into the performance. While we are waiting for Hereni to come there and perform for us, we are
let's talk.
And after that, there's also a finalization to say, no, Zafia is going to end the show with hip hop or something. Then that will be the catch, because otherwise it will be very difficult. Yes.
They say you attract bees with honey.
That is the right English I was saying.
No, and that's exactly why I'm saying.
You cannot attract bees with an apple.
Over the vanilla.
And that is why my argument stays to say, on the basis of someone that is already hooked, those particular seminars, those particular events, when you are already hooked, they become expensive. Because now you are able to attend the governor's session, you're able to listen to the State of Nation address, you have attended all the procurement seminars, you know, you have done everything that is for free, and you are now at the point of getting yourself to play in the big league with the big boys. And playing with the big boys also means you need to start attending those events, because first of all, that is where your networking is happening. That is where your business partners are. That is where the tricks to the industry are. Because if you need to learn a trick, you need to learn it from a master. And all these people are at those seminars. There are certain business individuals, even if you want to sit down with them today and say, I want mentorship from, let's say you want mentorship from Tatewa.
Yeah.
You are not just going to bump into Tatewa at, anyway.
Yeah.
There are places the people are that you sometimes need to network with. Yeah. And it's a thing of access to those particular places,
and they are also standard. Some people they are those people who can say no, let's meet anyway, and they are also those standard, and people respect their time and their quality to say, this is where I should meet this person, this is how I should get information. And one thing I have realized also, you know, is something that we are not taught. A lot of people, they look like they are not reachable, but when you come closer to them, you realize that you have been denying yourself access to a lot of good things in life. Some people are willing to talk, they are willing to assist us, but the distance that is put there, and also maybe the fear which have been established by the community. Mm. Yes.
Okay, so while we come at the end, let me give my last 2 cents before we can say goodbye.
Yeah.
So I would like to say, going forward, maybe it's high time that people integrate economic literacy into their everyday lives.
Yeah.
From a young age, you know, teach your kids to pay bills. Teach your kids to do what? Teach your kids to earn your money. And also encourage media partnerships. Yeah. Sadly, we don't see a lot of those around here. Yeah. A lot of media partnerships.
Yeah.
It's always a struggle.
Mm.
Marketing and
yeah.
And you know, it's always a struggle, because at the end of the day, media partners also need to pay their employees. Yeah. They also need to collect their coins in a way or another. So maybe there would be a balance between the media and stakeholders, so that the media is able to, you know,
assist
in distributing this information
in a creative way.
Yeah, it could be in a creative way, because imagine how many people love Elizabeth's show.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, if you tune in at those awkward hours and listen to Elizabeth, you are laughing, but at the end of the day, you are going to sit and ask yourself, but is this really it?
Yeah.
Like, you've had a good time listening to her.
Indeed.
But at the end of the day, you are still going to sit and digest and process, and you're going to like, wow. So this is it. So if we can partner with stakeholders to say, media partners, do this, and then we can have a common ground to say, yes, this is how things are going.
I think it's a good point. Just before, Zafia, maybe a few words before we...
Basically, the truth is that we need to make this, like Eleni also said, that we need to make it attractive.
Yeah.
We need to do enough research, as well as incorporate it in our daily lives, incorporate it in our schools.
Yeah.
You know, we have a new ministry. So let this new ministry also try to see how she can add this to the curriculum, financial literacy, because it touches everyone's lives.
Yeah. And because if I just have to say maybe 30 seconds, that time, you know, when we were in grade 5 and grade 6, if you are seen at Coca Shop with a $50, they have to go and call your parents and be investigated to say, no, where did you get the money? But if you take it to a different environment where somebody was raised with money, they know that, no, maybe it's part of your saving. Because we were not taught to be with money until that level. And that is something which is very dangerous, especially if you grow up like that, until you end up understand and learn how finance is working. And I think like what Eleni said about, you know, making economic discussion part of our life, I think we are going to survive and we are going to be better citizens. Dear listeners, with these words, thank you very much for listening to us and thank you very much for tuning into Business and Economic segment. And we are going to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly and also Naruvanda with their Umtumwa program.
Mukungu lele kwa tuko maikuto wami na apiri kwa mavchaziva. Mwvele kisema ep ato lokasi nchavu kamso, zakale riferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba rifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la rifera fama kepe. Mwvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikutwe kulimusi emba santo ye nguyetuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So, not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura, and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Park your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with...